Greetings, this is William. I'm representing Peachtree Property Management, where we invest in fix and hold rental properties located in B, C, and D class communities. I don't know if any of y'all have been paying attention lately, but a lot of the gurus have been being investigated, been none really, I don't think, have been charged or convicted of anything, but a lot of them are starting to be investigated, where you're talking about who DJ Envy. You want to talk about Jay Morrison, EYL, Grant Cardone, all these guys, a couple other guys that own YouTube, and some have stepped away, got the spotlight. But, you know, instead of investing in their company, not really knowing what's going down, not being able to control anything, not being able to cash out, invest in yourself. All right, that's what this podcast is all about, helping people motivate people to invest in themselves, help them learn their market, and just being able to fight and help out people versus gentrification. All right, I mean, that's the whole thing in this podcast. You know, instead of investing in Fundrise and Ground Floor and some of these other, I guess you could say, apps or IPOs, I should say. You can invest, or the REITs. You can invest in yourself. All right, help out your lineage, help out yourself. Where some people, you know, real estate is already not that liquid. It's kind of illiquid. But when you invest in Fundrise and some of these other companies, your money is locked up for 5 years, unless, you know, you can request your money back, but it's up to them to let it, you know, let it out. You invest in Grant Cardone, I think the minimum amount of time he has to hold it, or he wants to hold it, he makes you sign the contract to hold it, hold your money. And I think it's 3 years. All right. So just like I say, just be wise with your decisions. Don't jump in and join, not at least not at this time. And, you know, and I wouldn't do it. You know, if you have $50,000 to spare, I wouldn't say have $50,000. You have $50,000, not to spare, but have $50,000 instead of investing $50,000, $40,000, and $30,000. Invest 8 to 10. All right. So if you have, say, $20,000, invest two or three. If you know, if you're gonna do that, I wouldn't invest at all. But if it's, you know, if you had that much money, you have $50,000. I'm pretty sure you can find a loan. Pretty sure you can do some of the things I do, where you find homes and, you know, I say B minus. I won't say B minus now because of how the stock market, not stock market, but how the economy is going. But I for sure say D, D plus, C, C minus locations, and you'd be able to get bigger returns. As long as, you know, your first year, it might be a little headache, but you'll figure it out. You'll figure out your little, your theories, your models, how you want everything to flow. So don't get discouraged. It's pretty tough the first, I say, year to 3 years. But you'll be making money. And then you'll be able to determine, well, if you need to go up with the rent, you stay there with the rent, how you know, you'll be able to have your crew together that you'll be able to develop throughout that time. It'd be some people that, you know, you no longer do want to do business with, but that's part of the learning curve. But like I say, once you start getting your feet on the ground and get everything moving, everything will be simple for you. It'll simplify. You won't be as stressed. But instead of giving your money to all these gurus and all these people that's making these promises to you, making these promises to the world, you see what I said before. If you look at some of these older podcasts, I don't know what episode it was, but I said all these gurus, what they do is they probably flip 3, 4, 5, anywhere to 10 houses. And it took them years and years. They probably flipped the house a year, or they probably was associated with somebody that did, and they didn't do it. And what happens is they use you all as bird dogs, or they just use your money. They'd be like, well, come to this seminar. It's 600. It's free. It's a free seminar, the first one. And then after that, they say, well, you know, they're just telling them, trying to motivate you. And then after that, they say, oh, we got the real heavy hitters coming to the next one. The people with the deep pockets, blah, blah, blah. But they say, well, it's $600 a ticket. You know, you may go to that one, and they say, well, to have meet and greet with these people, blah, 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 it's another $700. Trust me, I've been in these things. I seen people pay. I went to the free ones, saw how it was done, listened to other people talk and to me to tell me, you know, if you go to the second seminar and the third seminar, this is, you know, you'll see how they're making their money. They charge, some people charge you just for the information that you can get on this podcast for free. And go to YouTube and read some of these books. It's like $10. They charge you $10,000 for a class. And just think, if you got 10 people in there and that you, everyone gives you $10,000, you must run, you know, you got a good little bit of money on your hands. And guess what you can do with it as a guru? You can go out there and buy your house where everyone else that's investing with you had $10,000 and they were trying to see what's the best way of investing. And then when you invest, what they do to keep other people coming and keep you wanting to give them, you know, another $6,000, they'll mouse around and say, well, I'm going to use you as a bird dog. So if you bring me a deal, I bring you on part, I make you part of this team, or I once I flip this house, I give you 5 or 10%. So you got to keep bird dogging. And then after you bird dog, then they teach you how to wholesale. Then you got to go out there on your own and try to, you know, harass people trying to do that. And some people do well, some people don't. But wholesaling has kind of got a bad name, bad rep, because people see what's going on. People are kind of lying and being conniving. And they're making, you know, $5,000 and $10,000 and $15,000 off a house doing something that, you know, is a lot of times is underhanded. And so, like I say, just go, you know, you can go to, what is it, Barnes & Nobles, read a book. You can go on YouTube. You can, you know, you can even listen to some of these guys that I just named, but I wouldn't give them money. I just listen to what they got to say, because some of the things they say, you know, is kind of factual, or the people they bring on to do the talking, the ones that actually do the investing. You know, those are some of the ones that actually you need to follow or listen to, but I necessarily wouldn't even give them money. But like I say, with all these gurus going down, keep your money in your pocket. Don't invest in anything. You know, stick with one situation, one scenario. Don't invest in real estate and then try to invest in a convenience store, then a car wash. You know, stick to one avenue. You get a lot of money in that. Then kind of you can venture off somewhere else. But what happens is if you're not established enough and you try to go from one venture to the next, one venture is going to hurt the other one, or they're going to hurt each other. All right. So it's no, you know, it's almost like Dan Pena says, there's no work-life balance. There's no, you can balance out two companies, two various companies at the same time. You got to do some hiring of someone else, let them work that, watch what they're doing, and you work the other one, or hire two people and you watch both of them. But real estate and, you know, being an entrepreneur is never really hands-on. You're still working, maybe working behind the scenes, but you're still working. If you have time, check out my Instagram, which is at Peachtree Property Management. And again, it's at Peachtree Property Management. Check my YouTube out, which is WAG Realty LLC of NC. So that's WAG, W-A-G, Realty of LLC of NC. So WAG Realty LLC of NC. You can go to my Facebook page, which is WAG Realty. Also, on, you know, like I say, Facebook. So my Facebook page, my YouTube, and my Instagram. If you want to leave a donation here on Anchor, you can. I'm not sure if you can do it on other, like Spotify, Castbox, and some of these other podcasts that I'm on. But I know you can do it on Anchor. You can go to Stripe. You can go up to, I think, towards my name, and it's a link. And you can donate there. You can do it monthly or recurring. Or you can just do a small amount. Anything, any and everything will go towards gentrification, trying to fight that. It's not like, you know, the gurus where I'm asking $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 and I'm giving you a return. You can do anything small all the way down to, I think, $1, $2, $3, something like that. And like I say, every little small amount helps go towards, you know, a good cause of fixing up rental properties. So I want to appreciate everyone. I'm going to try to start making more podcasts more frequently. And until next time.